T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. Later in the hour, Keith Jones's prediction. He has been uncanny for months now. Will he continue his streak? Will he pick the Eagles or will he pick the Niners? He's looking out like he might be tilting towards San Francisco.
I don't know.
Confidence.
But I would like to make a statement here. For many years, I have said negative things about the former Giants running back, Tiki Barber.
Mm-hmm.
Even afterwards in his broadcast career, I've occasionally taken a shot. I no longer have any hostility toward Tiki.
Oh, nice.
I am now officially a fan of Tiki Barber because he's classy enough to come on, Al, and take our abuse after his Giants prediction was wrong. From WFAN, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tiki Barber. Tiki, we like you now in Philly.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I need like. I just need respect, right? Does that work?
Absolutely. Totally. I always respect you. You're a hell of a running back. But Tiki,
when I come down and buy you a beer, that's when we can like each other, right?
And I'll soon have much time for that type of activity. All right, Tiki, why didn't your prediction on the Giants work out? What happened in that game?
Well, I mean, the Giants are a team that need to be very precise in how they execute. And after the first drive got stopped because Brian Daboll decided to go for it on fourth down, and the Eagles, your team, goes back and scores again. They're all of a sudden off their schedule, and their mode of winning is disrupted. And they, I don't know if they panicked or weren't available for or weren't ready for the moment. It just felt like everything collapsed all at once, and it happened immediately. We talked about this yesterday on our show. I honestly think that not playing Week 18 like it meant something hurt the Giants, not because they needed to win to show that they were compatible with the Eagles or they could beat them or whatever scenario you would throw out. But it is hard to play in Philadelphia. And I know we talked about this last week when we chatted. Like the Raiders Stadium or out in Oakland, it's tough, right? You know, going to a dome, Minnesota, it's tough. But there's just something really intense about Philadelphia, from the fan base, from the atmosphere, from the team itself this season. It's hard to play there. And a lot of these guys weren't ready for that moment. And you could see it and you could feel it. So in a nutshell, the Eagles at home put an aura on the Giants that they just couldn't cope with.
That's a fascinating answer for somebody who's experienced it himself, Tiki. Tiki, we got a rookie seventh-round pick coming in at quarterback, Brock Purdy. He has not encountered this environment either. Do you think it'll be shocking to him when he sees it on Sunday?
I do, actually, because you can't prepare yourself for it. Like, you think you understand what hate is like what vitriol is, and usually when you experience it, it's because of a reason, right? It's because you've done something or you've earned the hate of the opposing team or the situation that you're in. In Philly, it's just because you have the wrong jersey on, right? And they're knowledgeable. The thing about Philly fans, you guys know this, you're knowledgeable about the guys that you're killing. I remember going down there after I first had my son, AJ, who's now 20 and crazy in college at Princeton. People are talking about, hey, Deke, you're going to fumble your son? Like, it's like little things that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
But you're like, what are you talking about? Right? And so they get inside your head because they're knowledgeable and like really loud and vitriolic fans.
That's fascinating. We are thinking that he has not faced that kind of a pass rush. He has not faced this kind of environment. But we keep here's what we keep getting told, Tiki, that he's not really quarterback of the team. He's just managing the offense. At some point, he's going to have to make split-second decisions as a rookie. Yeah. That's going to be a challenge, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you also have to give him credit because, you know, Brock Purdy had no snaps until 6 weeks ago. He was the third-string quarterback. Maybe he was running the scout team. And all of a sudden, he gets thrust into an environment, and he understands the playbook. He understands what he's supposed to do with the ball. And while the last couple of games haven't been elite, not throwing for 350 yards and four touchdowns, all he does have to do is manage the game and get the ball in the hands of his playmakers, whether it's Kittle or Christian McCaffrey or Deebo Samuel, even Brandon Ayuk. At this point, there's so many places where he can distribute the ball. I think the thing that he's done best as a young quarterback without like deep knowledge of this offense is extend plays and not make mistakes. When you make mistakes as a young player, they tend to compound because you get confused why you made the mistake. You're like, oh, well, what am I doing? And you get lost. He's stayed current every single game that he's played in. So even when he's made these little ones, they don't compound themselves.
All right, Tiki, I got to take your temperature on Daniel Jones versus Jalen Hurts based on what you said last week and now. Because last week you said you thought Jones was in a better position. Chris Sims, after the game, we think he's a boob here at Philly, all right, Tiki? But he said he still prefers Jones because Jones can run almost as well as Hurts and Jones is a better passer.
Look,
right, where are
reason...
you right now with these two?
Yeah. Look, I love Jalen Hurts. I said it to you last week, and it wasn't about Jalen Hurts. To me, Jalen Hurts, the sky is the limit for him. And the only reason I thought that Daniel Jones was better prepared was because of his health.
Right.
Daniel Jones is healthy, and you know, he's a big kid, Daniel Jones. He's 6'4 and 230-something pounds. He's athletic. He can run. He can throw any ball that you need to. But Jalen Hurts has a gamer in him. There's like this This what we usually refer to as the X factor. He finds ways to make plays, even when sometimes they're broken down and not available to him. That's both with his legs and with his arm. And I think the thing that I learned against in the divisional game against the Giants that I kind of knew but I hadn't seen is that he's fearless. Right, when you're hurt and you have a bum shoulder and you still run into contact and you still like put your body in positions where you could, you know, do more damage. It's telling me something about your mind. Now maybe it's just crazy because all football players are a little bit crazy. Maybe he's just a little bit more crazy than I thought. But there's a fearlessness to him that he'll get it done no matter what. And that's something that you can't put on paper. You can't measure it. There's no anecdotal way or empirical way that you can, you know, quantify that. But he has it. And by the way, he's had it his whole life. And I know we talk about it all the time from his high school and college, both his transfer, Alabama and the transfer to Oklahoma. He's had that, and it translates into the NFL, which is rare and hard to do.
I just got one more, Tiki. I love this. You really shed a lot of light on what's going on. Tiki, given that the fans were not really kind to you here, do you have a rooting interest in the NFC Championship game? Would you like to see these fans disappointed the Niners go to the Super Bowl? What's your rooting interest here?
It's funny because I developed a deep respect for Philadelphia, even though I hated going down there and playing. I told you last week I knew I was done when I went there, and I didn't feel that ire. But something happened after 2002, after Rondé's interception. It flipped. I'm being serious. It like flipped to this man. They got to live with that forever. I can't be their enemy all the time. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And so I've had so many close relationships with guys down there, whether it's Dawkins or Ike Reese, your colleague, or Jeremiah Trotter. And even though we did battles and it was like, I hate these guys and Troy, you're such a jerk off. You did this. And like, I hated it. But now that I've grown, I realize that you very rarely get that kind of relationship, on the field that that expands off of the field. And so I've come to respect Philly and the wow. the team, the organization. You know, my last game was down there. I told you guys this against the playoff game where Westbrook went crazy on us. And basically my retirement press conference happened in the press room that day,
wow.
that night.
Oh.
And Jeffrey Lurie came in and said glowing words about me, right? And so it was unexpected. I was just kind of like, all right, this is my last time talking to you guys. You know, I'm retiring and going on to do the Today Show and all these other things. And he came in and said really nice things about me. It truly changed like wow. my feeling about the team, the organization.
I love it. Tiki, I want to say this. You are now, we are fans of Tiki Barber in Philadelphia. We still hate your brother, however. You tell Rondé to go to hell, but we really like you, Tiki. All right?
I won't do that. I relish that because he has everything else on me. He was a championship. He played 16 years, made 10, 6 more years of game check than I did. He just plays golf for a living now. Wow. So I will tell him that.
Tiki, thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing this twice in a short period of time. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Be guys, anytime. Reach out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.